Well, welcome, 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 all heart friends present for our August Heart Share class. My name is Barbara Gabbert. As most of you probably know, I live in Lufkin, Texas, down in East Central Texas, next to the Great Piney Woods. Texas is an interesting state. We have many different ecosystems in this state. It's so big. Texas is as big as India. People don't realize that how large Texas is. Anyway, that being said, we have a very interesting program tonight, and a beautiful message from beloved Kuthumi, who was Saint Francis of Assisi. And he's going to be telling us about the Heart Center's Loving Kindness Initiative, which this message was originally given on January 12th, 2025. So just at the beginning of this year. And so let us begin. If you will turn with me to the prayer that is on your invitation, on the back of the mailed prayer, or on the emailed invitation you received. We'll give this together now. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Kuthumi, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. And now we're going to sing. Well, we'll listen to the song. It's song number 27. To beloved Kuthumi, called Dearest Kuthumi. I really love this song. It has such a beautiful melody too. So sit back and enjoy as we hear song number 27. I'm not hearing it in here, Mr. Phil.
For this is the moon, the your presence rose in your name. To see so your gracious tears to be so silver we
Sorry, folks, we're having some audio issues here. We were not able to play the song very effectively, and I apologize for that. So, anyway, it's a beautiful song. I'm sorry we couldn't hear it. But I'm going to go ahead and play the heart stream here now for us. As I told you, it was originally given on January 12th of 2025. And pulling it up now. Just bear with me a moment. We had to change things up a bit.
Change things up a bit tonight.
Okay. There we go.
Dearest ones. As you know,
today is a special day.
As the 12th of this new year,
that sets the sail for the month of December.
And sets the seal on the mystical year,
2025.
It is my pleasure to announce to you
a new spiritual project.
Our loving initiative.
This alchemy is simple.
It is to consciously manifest and share loving kindness.
The first of the eight heart virtues of the Eightfold Path of Gautama Buddha.
To yourself and to all beings.
Imagine this illusion spreading throughout the world.
Akin to the Pay It Forward movement.
It will be a radiant and happy means of transmuting doubt and fear.
Your divine antidote.
Pure loving kindness.
And now we're going to answer the first question. And what are the eight heart virtues that Kundalini speaks of? And Nancy is going to answer this one.
Barbara.
Okay, I'll tell her. Repeating everything.
Philip,
okay,
you're going
so
to
you
mute.
Text,
you're
gonna
have
I
to
you
mute.
A text. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3.
Is that better now? Is that better now? Yeah, we had some audio issues.
There's still an echo. There's an echo and everything is repeating.
Okay. What can you do about that, Mr. Phil?
Try now.
Nope. I heard try now twice. Nope, and I'm hearing myself. Something is on double.
Did the cat change the microphone to the one with the computer or something like that? Well, it wasn't happening originally. Yeah.
It just started when you started playing the heart stream.
I don't know what to do here. Saint Germain, angels of technology, help us.
Philip doesn't see that anything changed when he put the heart stream on.
How is it now?
I think it's okay now. Yay,
yeah,
praise God.
To me too. Yay, hallelujah.
Yeah. Just needed a prayer. Good job. Good job. Okay. So the new, the new Eightfold Path, well, these are the, I actually pulled this from the decree book 80.081 on page 2. This is a prayer called the Initiate's Way. And I knew that it listed the eight, what are you calling them? I'm sorry. I'm blanking out right now. This is called the New Eightfold Path Affirmation. So these are the, what is the question? Could you please repeat the question?
Yes, I will repeat the question. Hold on a second here. It says, what are the eight heart virtues that Kuthumi is speaking about in his message tonight?
Okay, the eight heart virtues. Thank you, thank you. Again, if anybody would like to refer to these and incorporate a prayer and a decree using these, then you can find it in your decree book 80.081 or online, of course, on page 2. It lists them as the new Eightfold Path affirmations. So these are the virtues: loving kindness, loving understanding, loving charity, loving empathy, loving gratitude, loving forgiveness, loving mercy, and loving compassion. So again, these are incorporated into this two-page decree. It's just very beautiful where you say, I am loving kindness, I am loving kindness. You repeat each one twice. And then, there's some instructions about visualizing and whatnot. So those are the eight, the new virtues that Kuthumi speaks of. And I was present in the sanctuary in Livingston for this heart stream. It was very, very wonderful, wonderful release from Kuthumi. So that's all I have to contribute. Thank you very much.
That's what we needed. Thank you very much. We're going to go on now with the heart stream here.
Imagine young children everywhere at their lemonade stands, serving up loving kindness along with their sweet drink. Imagine every GoFundMe or other crowdfunding sites and platforms co-driven and infused with the sacred energy of love and kindness. Imagine every charitable giving enterprise co-sponsored by this most miraculous of virtues to impel everyone to consecrate their generosity with the grace the Lords Maitreya, Jesus, and I have used to inspire and transform the world. Loving kindness heals all and translates the morose and moronic into the roseate and iconic through mercy's violet ray power to forgive and forget. Loving kindness utilizes the transcendent omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence of the Holy Spirit to create a new world of light, freedom, and brother sisterhood as everyone is raised in vibration and steadied in a holy heart stream that is pure, clear, and miraculously potent, yet infused with joy and elan. It is time for our vision of a radiant planet to manifest through the collaborative spiritual work of light bearers and light workers everywhere, pooling their resources of hearts toward this very simple yet profound way of healing all hurts and righting all wrongs person to person, soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Since what you conceive of and believe in, you can achieve when it is ensconced with pure love wisdom, utilizing this high ideal to awaken, illumine, enlighten, and empower those who require a divine boost, which is everyone. Smile as you go about your day, hearts dreaming loving kindness at every turn, instilling hope within the downtrodden, and new faith in those in whom it has temporarily taken flight. Imagine every culture infused with this first of the eight heart virtues, beginning each year for 45 days, and then begin to also emanate each of the other seven in turn each month and a half, in a cumulative way, as you move and procession through each solar year. This is an amazing way to begin the second quarter of this century with a conscious determination to transform our civilization with true civility and harmony, with respect and peace, with reverence for life and every altruistic feeling, and especially with heart-centered, Christic, and Buddhic mindfulness.
And now we're going to have question number two. How can we spread loving kindness? And Donna is going to answer this question. Go ahead, Donna.
Well, first of all, you could send a text message to someone in the morning to start their day off thinking about you. You can befriend a community helper if you're there early enough, depending, garbage collector, local grocer, mail person, and make them feel valued. You could send unexpected cards. You could send cards especially to friends that are in the hospital or they're sick. Courtesy to a stranger. Hold the door open. Let an elderly person go ahead of you. Use please and thank you. Often say hi to a person you're passing by on a walk, wishing people a good day. You can volunteer. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples of what happened to me today. I was going to a shopping center, and I had to drop a card off at the post office. So I had to go a little different way to a different post office because there's several different ones. But anyway, so I went to this one, dropped the thing off, and then I had to go a different way to the shopping center. And while I was going, I needed to later on take a right. And there were three lanes, and I was on a long, road that had three lanes. And then all of a sudden, it turned into the right lane. And so I was going to have to get off, and I put my left signal on, and the car beside me just kept going, but the car behind him stopped and let me in. And so I rolled the window down and waved to them. So I was very grateful. That was a wonderful example, because I would have really been in big trouble. I would have been out the whole thing. And then I was at Barnes & Noble's in the shopping center. And I was in line, and a woman came over to me while I was in line, and she had just gotten out of line and said, "Do you go to the food and drink place in the Barnes & Noble's?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, here's a coupon that you can use." And I thanked her, and, of course, I got a coupon, too, when I got to pay for everything. And so I couldn't only use the one coupon. So I tried to give it to someone, else before I left. But unfortunately, they weren't going to be going to that. So anyway, those are just a couple of examples. And, you know, that's it. That's it.
That's it. Thank You're not going to read your long list that you read to me earlier today.
No, I had a, I had a really long list, and I was afraid
it was like 25 things on there. I swear.
Said, boy, that's a long list. So I thought I'd stop, but you know, it was interesting that two of those examples happened to me today, and so I thought that was pretty funny, really, and wonderful, and you know, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Donna. One of my favorite fortune sayings that I got in a fortune cookie once many years ago, which I memorized and saved, is no act of kindness, however small, is ever wasted. And I thought that was such a beautiful and meaningful sentiment. That's one that we need to put into practice every day in our lives, and be kind to people, say thank you, be pleasant, be friendly, and just let your presence be something that makes other people happy. And that's a wonderful thing, very wonderful thing. Well, we're going to go on now with the heart stream from Kasumi.
As my holy elder brother Jesus stated, that the meek shall inherit the earth, I concur that the kind and mindful shall replenish the earth with Aquarian love and joy. Initiates who care for one another and all beings shall redeem and accelerate our society in the twinkling of an eye. Yea, through their insightful intuition and luminous visions of a perfected planet teeming with divine understanding and wisdom based on truth, justice, and freedom for all. Today, the world teachers are on the march, though we've only just begun in January. We are creating a wondrous future within the eternal now, beyond human time and space, as the supermundane world's glories now manifest as above, so below. All must rise to learn to co-create as true sons and daughters of the one eternal God. All must eventually yield to love, wisdom, and power and balance within their hearts as the divine spark multiplies to become a conflagration of sacred fire. Yes, each one's own internal burning bush blazes where the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is fully realized, and all are bathed in its divine glory. Gently raise the Kundalini through adoration of and devotion to the all-encompassing One, our resplendent Creator, through the miracle mode of loving kindness, and all shall be fulfilled. Thank you, my beloved heart friends.
Now, David Christopher Lewis has a bunch of comments that he made after this heart stream, so I will play those here in a moment. I just want to make sure that all of you are aware of that the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, that's the expanded version of what the word Yahweh, which was the acronym that the Jewish people used to describe God, and the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh literally means I am who I am, which was the name of God. So That's what that phrase is, in case you didn't know or weren't sure. So now we're going to go on with David's comments on Kuthumi's message.
So the title of this heart's dream was Our Loving Kindness Initiative. I'd like to explain a little bit of what he telepathically shared with me within the message, which I think you can intuit yourself. Yet, if there's eight heart virtues, the first of which is loving kindness, we'll focus on that from January 1st to the 15th of February. Then beginning on the 16th of February, we'll focus on loving understanding, while also retaining loving kindness. So it's a cumulative thing. Then from February 16th all the way to the end of March, after that, beginning April 1st, we will focus on loving charity. So in mid-May, we focus on loving empathy. Through the rest of May and all of June. On July 1st, loving gratitude to the middle of July. Starting on the 16th of July, all the way through August, loving forgiveness. September 1st through mid-October, I believe. I'm a little off here, so I'm going to have to reboot this here. Anyway, you get the drift. So 45 days, the first month, January through mid-February, loving kindness, and you can see. So the last two are loving mercy and then loving compassion. So loving compassion would be mid-November and then all of December. So I got a little off there. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to really get to know and model the New Eightfold Path of Gautama Buddha. We start with loving kindness. So will another master come and talk about loving understanding in the middle of February? Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to be probably at that exact point. I'll be in Southern California in Vista, I think, on the 15th. I think that may be a Saturday or Sunday. So we'll see what happens. So the cumulative effect of loving kindness, loving understanding, loving charity, loving empathy, loving gratitude, loving forgiveness, loving mercy, and loving compassion is a heart rich in the spiritual gifts of these eight heart virtues that qualify us to be Buddhas when we perfected this art and this divine science. For every Buddha manifests these graces and blessings. I like how the master talked about the pay it forward movement and the GoFundMe and other crowdfunding sites, because those are very awesome opportunities to give charitably. So loving charity really is infused in all of them by those who are so generous to give to all kinds of causes, to then infuse kindness within charity and, let's say, understanding into empathy, etc. And combining these becomes an alchemy that's very wonderful and splendorous and magnificent. So I think we'll find, bind them and to illumine them and to highlight them throughout each year as we celebrate these new Eightfold Path heart virtues and try to model them in our lives.
And now we're going to have another question. David goes on to talk about the four nobler truths. The original dispensation of Gautama Buddha was the four noble truths and the Eightfold Path. So this is now the four nobler truths, and Maria is going to tell us what those are. Go ahead, Maria. You're going to have to unmute, Maria. We're not hearing you, Maria. Is she still with us? I can't tell. I think she may have gotten knocked off here. Hold on a second. I've got the information here that I sent to her. Okay. Let's see. I'm looking through my emails trying to find what I sent to her. Oh well. I had the list, but I'm not sure where it is. Too many glitches tonight. I apologize. Well, we're going to go ahead on now and listen to the rest of the heart stream and David's comments. Just a little more.
So the four nobler truths, which some of you may remember, are: your divine life is rich in joy. The cause of joy is divine love. Divine love can be experienced, expanded, and shared even while you are embodied on earth. And the means of doing this is through the new Eightfold Path, which is to express these eight heart virtues. So this revelation of the four nobler truths kind of overshines and updates, in a sense, the original four noble truths of the Buddha, which we have heard is that life is suffering, cause of suffering is ignorance and karma through desire and craving or through attachment, and then that there is a way out of this suffering, a way to cease from being engulfed in it, and that way is through the Eightfold Path. So instead of focusing on suffering, we're focusing on joy, the Aquarian model. Life, light, all the virtues of God. Yes, our bodies still go through what they go through, and we can experience pain and some suffering, yet why focus on that? How about focusing on divine love? I think that when Siddhartha Gautama saw death for the first time and suffering for the first time, it shocked him, because he was raised in an environment as a son of a king or a great leader, and his father prevented him from seeing anything less than what was beautiful and divine and holy and pure. So the first time he saw suffering and saw a dead individual, it shocked him so much that he had to find out why. And then finding out the why through traveling and meditation and through fasting and everything that he did, he finally came to the conclusion that the middle way was the best way. And then under the Bo tree, becoming enlightened, he brought forth this teaching. Yet every master progresses, and even Gautama has progressed beyond what he experienced 2,500 years ago and more. So we can progress. And maybe someday there will be a new
super new Eightfold Path that'll be beyond these eight heart virtues with what God reveals to another messenger or someone else or you. And you can participate in that alchemy. Dearest ones.
Whoops. We'll add one final question here. It says, why do you think beloved Gautama decided to update in 2017 his original teaching of the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path? And I think David answered it very succinctly in saying, instead of focusing on suffering in the Aquarian age, now moving forward, he advised us to focus on joy instead of suffering, and that every master progresses. Even after you are ascended, you still have work to do, you have things to learn, and you progress. You don't, life is not static. It doesn't stay the same. It's always in motion and growing. Because if you're not growing, you're dead. So, in order to stay relevant and alive and focusing on the expansion of God's love, wisdom, and power, Gautama updated his original teachings. I really like the eight heart virtues. And there's a wonderful, wonderful rosary that has the eight heart virtues in it that is really delightful to do. If you have a decree book from the Heart Center, let's see, I'm looking for... It's called the Rosary of the New Eightfold Path. And we have it on under prayers and songs. There's a tab on that prayers and songs page on the Heart Center website that is New Age Rosaries. And they have a recording of that rosary. So, Rosary of the New Eightfold Path. And it's got a beautiful video that goes with it too. So, if ever you get a chance to look that up on a computer, it's well worth your time to do that. And it's a great devotion, to do by yourself or with a small group just to, experience those eight heart virtues that Kuthumi talks about. Yeah. Loving kindness, loving understanding, loving charity, loving empathy, loving gratitude, loving forgiveness, and loving mercy and loving compassion. We're just in the final days of loving forgiveness right now. So the seventh one, loving mercy, begins about October 1st. So through the month of September, we're in loving forgiveness. So that's a marvelous quality to embody and to participate in. And one of the ways to give and receive forgiveness is to give the Ho'oponopono prayers, which is the radical forgiveness method from Hawaii. And it's just, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you can give that as many times as you desire. And it has a wonderful effect in your own heart and your own life. And it truly melts away some of those stubborn blocks in your psyche that are holding you back from the type of spiritual growth that will benefit you. I had this experience myself many years ago when I had an opportunity to accompany my mother to a family reunion in Florida when she was in her 90s, and she needed to have a companion with her just for her own safety and well-being. And I volunteered to go along with her, and I knew I was going to see my sister at this reunion. Well, my sister has never really liked me very much, and we had never been real friends the whole time we were growing up together. And so I was anticipating some possible issues while we were there, and I was a little uncomfortable about having to encounter her face to face again. And so I did a whole bunch of those Ho'opono prayers for like especially the last 2 weeks before this trip, and just hoping that would help smooth things over. And when we arrived in Florida, it was so funny because she was so happy to see me. And she was very congenial the whole time we were there. And it was just lovely. And it was one of the first times in my life that I can remember that she was very welcoming and friendly and loving towards me. So that was a great testament to the effectiveness of loving forgiveness and the Ho'opono prayer work. So I was very grateful for that. So it does work. So with that being said, now we've come to the end of our recording program.